Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, Christians and Muslims, Hindus and Jews, Buddhists and Scientologists, atheists and agnostics, Baha'i and Wiccans. My apologies if I forgot someone. I don't mean to insult your religion. Really, I don't. Please don't. Please don't. Riot. All you believers, all you non-believers, all you not sure if you believers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, and also, of course, it depends on which God, Allah, Jesus, Krishna. We don't know, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Bonoboville here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And tonight's show is God and Sex Week at Yale and Goddesses and Porn in LA. The first part being a takeoff on famed conservative William F. Buckley's 1951 diatribe, God and Man at Yale. Thank you for my bulldog, Tasia. Yes, the Yale bulldog right here. Yes, so William F. Buckley in 1951 wrote a diatribe called God and Man at Yale, which actually fired the first official shot in the right-wing war on higher education in the arts and sciences. Education, of course, is a political act. For over half a century now, since 1951, the neoconservative movement has waged this war on liberal arts education. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things. But one thing it means is they don't really want you studying any book but the Bible. Well, actually, I'm just kidding. Sort of. I mean, did you know that in both the Republican and the Democratic conventions, no other book but the Bible was quoted? That's right. No poetry, no prose, no rap, no Shakespeare, no Socrates, no Khalil Gibran. Just the Bible. Now, the Bible's a great book. I mean, I've read it a few times, actually, including Deuteronomy. It's a little tough in some places, but it's great. You know, it's a great, great book. But there are others, brothers and sisters. There are other books. And the right-wing war on liberal arts education is, of course, not just about books, although that's a big deal. But, of course, it reaches its apex when it comes, brothers and sisters, and I do mean come, when it comes to sex education, which happens to be very popular with students and everybody else. Who would like to learn a thing or two, hopefully in a fun way, about sex? Now, as those of you who know me know, back in 2002 as a Yale University alumna, I helped a few Yale students to start a very special elective week of sex education called Sex Week at Yale, where students of all kinds could, if they chose, learn about sex, love, relationships, desire, from a wide range of experts, sexperts, professors, porn stars, scientists, sex toy makers, ministers, rabbis, revolutionaries, born-again virgins. Yes, there are born-again virgins. And, of course, learn from each other, which is where you learn the most. And it's been great and has gotten bigger every year. But then suddenly, in around 2011, 2012, partly because of its success, Sex Week at Yale came under attack. And it was scapegoated for problems at Yale that it had nothing to do with and censored severely by Yale's administration. I guess you would have to say that's my opinion. I think it's the facts support my opinion. And actually, I wrote about this in detail in my open letter to Yale President Richard C. Levin, which some of you have read. Now, students, you should do your homework and read it if you haven't already. You can click through to it from drsusanblock.com. It's a letter, an open letter to Yale President Richard C. Levin. And, of course, it starts, "Dear Dick." Actually, he likes to be called Rick, but, you know, he censored Sex Week at Yale. And the letter cites some of the very sort of spurious reasons that President Dick, now on his way out of Yale, may I say. I would like to take credit for that, but I really can't. I think the Yale fellows can. Yay! Okay, well anyway, he scapegoated and censored Sex Week at Yale. Many reasons, from a Title IX complaint over sexual harassment that did occur on campus, very serious, but had nothing to do with Sex Week at Yale. Had a lot more to do with fraternities and drunkenness, as well as the controversial New Yale in Singapore project, as well as pressure. Pressure is the enemy of pleasure. From very conservative, I would have to say, right-wing factions. In particular, one group which named itself Better Yale. Also a matter of opinion. And it has renamed itself Undergraduates for a Better Yale College, also called UYBC. And my open letter to the president of Yale actually generated quite a bit of response, mostly positive, of course. Well, most of the people are fans of my blog, but a couple of negatives, you know, and one in particular was from a Yale College senior who is also the co-founder of UBYC, probably has some other titles which he'll familiarize ourselves with. His name is Eduardo Andino, and since we were kind of commenting back and forth on the blog, you know, as those of you who know me know, whenever it's feasible, I believe in reaching out to my attackers. A little bit like Jesus, you know. Anyway, I wanted to reach out to Eduardo so we could have a conversation about this, of course, on my airwaves, and maybe a conversation also with my other guests who are in the studio, who I'm going to introduce in a moment. But first, I would like to welcome Eduardo and Andino. Hello, Eduardo.
How are you, Dr. Black? Am I on the air?
You are. Welcome to my airwaves.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I imagine you feel a little bit like Daniel in the lion's den, Eduardo in Bonoboville. And it's true that we do disagree, and we'll get into that, but I do want to first of all say I appreciate your having the courage to be my guest.
Sure. No, the appreciation goes your way as well.
Okay. So we have a bunch of interested people here who are all interested in sex education. And why don't you explain, first of all, what is Better Yale?
Undergraduates for Better Yale College. We began it, me, Suzanne, Isabel, and the other folks, the summer before the last year. Last year was my junior year. Essentially knowing that Sex Week 2012 was coming up, and mostly based on our reflections on both just the campus culture in general, mm-hmm. and Sex Week 2010, which, you know, we had not seen, because obviously you only spent 4 years at Yale, I suppose, as an undergraduate, we hadn't seen previous installments. But from what we saw in the 2010, we just felt that it had reached a point where it no longer really seemed so much like sex education, but more like sort of sex indulgence, and it seemed like it was really taken to excess. And we felt that it reflected, or maybe I should say both reflected the general campus culture and also seemed to have a continued negative effect on that culture. And
okay, I got to interrupt you because you keep continuing your sentence with a lot of ands. But I think what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you might have had some other reasons for creating what was called Better Yale and what became YBC, but essentially it was created to attack and destroy Sex Week at Yale.
Well, I think it's a little bit bigger than that. I mean, certainly we did aim to have Sex Week come to a close.
That was a critical aim.
I would like to make clear to you that the point is not that we oppose sex education or anything of that sort. It's simply that we don't believe sex education to be a code name for campus-wide indulgence. It's one thing to educate people about sex and sexuality. It's quite another thing to take it to what I would call a pornographic extreme.
But that's critical, is what you would call. And, of course, yes, there are porn stars that were at Sex Week at Yale, and there were also rabbis and ministers and Catholic born-again virgins, and all kinds of people. Why not represent the porn industry, which is a big part of sex in the world these days?
Right. Well, I feel that it doesn't come so much down to disparate voices as disparate messages. I mean, I think maybe what you're getting at is I think there's at some point in your comments a concern that you would have liked for ours to be maybe a voice within Sex Week, right, rather than a voice opposing it. We felt that, despite the fact that there are other voices, maybe there are rabbis, maybe there are things, it seems like the overall message of Sex Week is simply one, though, which is that, you can choose to abstain, you can choose to do whatever you like, but really, maybe as you would call it, hedonism is...
Ethical hedonism. It's nothing to do with doing whatever you like. I mean, every Sex Week at Yale, as well as every Sex Week across college campuses around the country and Sex Week has spread around the country, emphasizes the importance of safer sex, the importance of consensuality, the importance of no meaning no, you know. This is something that people need to learn. People need to learn how to communicate. It's not always the most natural thing, and this is something that Sex Week helps people to communicate. So there's certainly not this idea of anything goes or do whatever you want. But yeah, I mean, there's more do whatever you want maybe than in the Catholic Church, I guess, or maybe more than in the mosque or the Orthodox Jewish kind of upbringing. And speaking of which, yourself, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you got so religious?
First, I would just like to address that the topics, for example, of consent, which were a little more prominent in Yale's 2012 Sex Week, were certainly not one of the major themes in 2010. I can't speak for earlier installments, like 2008, I wasn't there.
It's been a major theme every single year, believe me. It is always a theme in all of the workshops.
In the same way. I think the changes that were there in the 2012 actually came along precisely because people did realize the amount that excess and indulgence were emphasized in 2010, and it was certainly a big change in display from what we saw in 2010 to what we saw in 2012.
You didn't answer my question.
In any case, if you'd like to...
Where did you grow up and how did you... What's your religious background? I mean, I kind of know it. I could already say it, but I kind of want you to say it if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, I did comment. I have no secret. I'm not Catholic. I follow the teachings of the church. I don't believe that there's sort of modern thinkers and theologians have tried to make sort of a division within the church, mm-hmm. fighting sort of what you might want to call it another right wing, the Orthodox, the scold branch. As some of my
and does anybody interfere with your ability to practice Catholicism at Yale?
I'm sorry?
Does anybody interfere with your practice of your Catholic faith at Yale? I mean, is anybody trying to destroy St. Thomas More or any other chapel on campus? Is anyone trying to destroy St. Thomas More? I mean, I think a lot of people might find that offensive, St. Thomas More and the Catholic teachings that have killed many people.
Don't get me wrong. I never said anybody was trying to infringe my ability to practice my Catholic faith. Infringement of my Catholic faith is hardly the reason me and my friends started UBYC.
So why would you infringe upon people's need for sex education? If no one's infringing on your faith, what if people have a need for sex education? Why infringe upon that? Sex Week at Yale is always an elective week. It's not something you have to go to. Why attack?
Well, first of all, Dr. Block, we never have in UBYC infringed on anybody's ability to get sex education, but again, like I said before, we don't believe that the program offered by Sex Week is sex education.
Well, that's your belief. I don't believe that the program offered by the Catholic Church is the truth.
Well, that's okay.
Okay, but I let you practice your faith. Why don't you let me practice my Sex Week? Why don't you let students that want to learn sex education learn? You know, sex is dangerous. I agree with you. And that's why we need education. Sex is dangerous, like driving on the freeway. And it's always better if you're a little educated, like you learn how to drive. But really, I mean, Eduardo, isn't religion a lot more dangerous than sex? Look at what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
Riots over religion, not sex. Nobody's rioting over orgasms. They're rioting in the name of God, different gods, and inciting each other in the name of God.
It's the Olympics of God. There's all these gods.
There's a lot of danger in that, but I let you have your freedom of speech. Why don't you let people into sex have theirs?
Can I say something to Eduardo? Eduardo, this is Max. I'm Dr. Susie's husband, okay?
How are you?
I'm doing great. So let me tell you this.
He's
first
gonna
of
take
all,
the heat off
I come from one of the oldest Catholic families in Europe, okay? One of the oldest titled Catholic families. I was the first one to marry a non-Catholic. I married a nice Jewish girl, okay? Then I came to this country here. By the way, where my family villa is where they bury the abortions of nuns in the tunnels. hundreds of miles of tunnels under my family's house. Okay? Right under the chapel is the entrance. Then secondly, when you interfere into other people's business, their work, their religion, you know what happens? Those people that are contrary to what you want end up in prison, like myself, for 26 months. And I blame that directly on the Catholic Church, on the right wing, and on uneducated group and brainwashed religious folks that have no idea what Jesus was even about. Because Jesus was hanging around with the thieves and the hookers and the whores. He wasn't sitting at Yale judging people.
Yeah, he would have interviewed porn stars, certainly.
Yeah, he would have been right there. So I don't know where you learned about Jesus or God, but I learned it in the Catholic Church, okay? And I brought it along with me, and I left everything else behind. All those oceans opening up and the doubling of fish, and these are nice fairy tales. They've been told for 2,000 years. You know what? Nobody believes it anymore here in America. In Holland, all the Catholic churches are discotheques, okay? In France, all the churches are supported by the government of France because nobody wants to pay for these nonsense anymore. They've got HBO. You don't have to listen to storytellers anymore. Your thinking is dangerous. And if you think you're going to put Sex Week at Yale out of business, let me just tell you one of the things that I want to tell you. I'm a great warrior. I'm a great warrior. And I've been on the Catholic Church for years and years and years. And you know what? We're winning.
All right. Thank you, Max. Well, Eduardo, are you still there?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Which do you think is more dangerous, religion or sex?
Well, addressing Max, I don't know, is it Mr. Block? I don't know what the title is.
You can call him Prince Max, yeah.
Actually, I'm not Mr. Block. I'm Maximilian Lobkowitz, Leblevich, Duke of Melnick, Prince of Prague.
Okay? And don't forget, you're Italian.
You think you're nuts and you got a prince? I'm a direct descendant of Jesus Christ from the south of France during the fucking Crusades, when you people were slaughtering people once again.
Anyway. That's a whole other show, which we've done. It's kind of related to the whole Da Vinci Code thing. But anyway, Eduardo, can you answer that?
Whether I think religion or sex are more dangerous?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be helpful to address that because that's not really the perspective from which, you know, from which anyone in UBYC was really coming. I think addressing Sex Week specifically and Yale's campus culture, you realize that there is a real need to rethink how our campus approaches sexuality, because in all truth, it's a culture that's very unhealthy sexually.
No. And now, just because you're not going to answer my question, Eduardo, with all due respect, it's not a moment for you to do promo for your organization. I've already let you do that. So, you know, if you can't answer whether sex is more dangerous than religion, it's probably because deep inside, maybe, I don't know, you agree with us. And that's why I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe you'll choose knowledge as opposed to ignorance eventually, because you are young. I'd like to find out if I have some questions from my other guests, and then I'll introduce them if they have a question or they have a statement to make.
Hey, Eduardo, if you looked on the front page,
hotties,
you had some of the hottest chicks right next to you.
Temptation
was there.
It's a good thing and it's now, just in cyberspace.
And now they are right here in the studio, except for this guy.
Yeah. He's cute, though. I don't know. We don't know which way.
You guys have any questions, comments?
I have a comment. I think the underlying message here is just...
Okay, first I want to introduce you, though.
All right.
Because you are Benjamin Godfrey.
That is true.
Okay.
Hello, humans. hope you're pathetic as always, I trust. All right, so I think the underlying message here is tolerance. And, I mean, it's just one of the main issues, one of the deep issues that we have to deal with every day. And whatever your choice is, it's can you show intelligence? Can you be tolerant? And that's the real question. That's humanity at its finest. So whether you're a Scientologist, or whether you're a sex educational therapist, or whether you're a priest. I mean, think we should all be tolerant. So,
well, we should tolerant.
Tolerance has always been something that I've been wanting to discover more.
Of course, you can't. You shouldn't tolerate violence, murder. You know, you shouldn't tolerate rape.
Right.
I mean, there's certain things you shouldn't tolerate.
Right, but the word to tolerate something and tolerance in the essence of an issue is something a little bit different, and that is something that I struggle with myself. You know, it's borderline like hypocrisy. Like, are you tolerant? Mm. And I challenge everyone to be tolerant this week 100% of the time. It's impossible.
Well, I really sort of agree with you when it comes to learning and discussion and having different faiths, different points of view, being able to tolerate the discussion and the presentation of different points of view. So if you've got a Catholic church and a chapel for, you know, all the different religions on campus, why not have a sex week once every other year where, you know, the students who maybe aren't so into religion, as well as the ones who are, everyone who wants can learn about sex. Just like all the religious ones get to learn about God all the time. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Eduardo? What do you think about that? Tolerance. Is tolerance something that you feel is a virtue, or I don't know? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, but I think the word is misunderstood. I'd like to say, first of all, that I think at the root of tolerance is love.
Okay, I agree with that. At the root of tolerance is love. Though
yes.
It's kind of, those
and
are
so,
big words.
And so I have a real difficulty with the word tolerance, because tolerance implies that you don't like someone, and yet you put up with them. You know, like, I tolerate my little brother,
I slightly disagree. I think tolerance
I like
is the ability...
Am I
not on, huh?
What I believe is that compassion must be universal. Love must be universal. And so there's a difference between tolerance, insofar as you do believe that certain things are good and certain things are bad. And if a friend of yours or if somebody you know, whatever it might be, happens to disagree with you, you should be able to love them and still disagree.
That's all very nice. That's all very nice. But tolerance means don't stick your nose in other people's business.
Unless they're really hurting.
Yeah. Unless they're hurting you. Unless they're bothering you. Okay?
Because
when you stuck your business in my business, I was behind bars.
Ultimately, it stems from education. It's can you educate yourself enough to that you can understand where someone's coming from? I believe that's tolerance. I believe it's education, ultimately, and it's how you expose yourself to situations.
Okay. I got two lovely ladies raising their hands.
Oh, yes.
Ash Hollywood.
I mean, here's the thing. I came from college and decided to get into the sex industry, and I became a performer. And the one thing that I believe in most is the education of our youth for sex and everything like that. And coming from a college, it's a place for free thinking. It's a place for education.
Yeah.
It's a place to learn who you are and, you know, to stand up for your rights. And
Educational
institution should stop that. I mean, there's a difference between religion and then education. Let people choose for themselves. It's not for the institution to choose at all. And education is ragingly important so that we can make the decision on our religious beliefs, our political beliefs, and our future.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, did you have a question for Eduardo?
I don't have a question.
Okay.
This conversation
is intense.
It's okay.
Well, you made your point. So now, Nicole Aniston.
Yes.
Hi.
For our phone guest, I had just a quick comment and then a question for him. You know, he says love is tolerance, and I think that when he means love, I think he actually means empathy. And having a true understanding and a true empathy for other human beings, I think that it is an understanding and an acceptance to allow them to practice their own belief and to do so freely. And if you're not bothering, you know, live and let live. So a question for him, being, I believe he said he was Catholic,
yes.
Is that right? So to our phone guest, what was your first experience sexually when you first learned about sex? How did you learn about sex, and what was your experience, your first sexual experiences, if you could be as frank as possible? You know, how did you learn about it? Did you learn through your parents? Did you learn through a book, given that you're possibly middle-aged. What was your educational
experience? No, he's actually an undergraduate at Yale, so
Oh, he's a young man. Okay.
Like 20. How old are you, Eduardo? 22?
I'm 22.
Right. Okay.
So, but you're obviously learning about sex all the time, so it's a, yeah. it's a valid question. When did you first learn, and how?
I'm going to refrain from commenting there.
You're going to refrain from commenting. You mean you don't even want to say when you first heard about it? When you first, you know, got, I don't know, some kind of sex education or a talk by either a parent or a teacher or a fellow student? I mean, you don't have to talk about when you first had sex. We don't even know if you had sex. And I can understand you not wanting to talk about your personal sexual experiences, but how about when you first learned about it?
Frankly, I wouldn't remember. I think the first time we had sex ed in my grade school was in fourth grade. But I definitely was aware of it before that. But you know, frankly, I couldn't name you the first, you know, the first time I knew about it or anything.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I apologize. I'm curious. I'm 25, and I'm a very very well educated. And very well informed. And honestly, I came into my sexual awareness and my self-awareness as a woman when I got into the adult industry, because I was not provided correct information or sufficient information to understand sex thoroughly, to enjoy it, number one, and number two, to be safe about it.
And you know, one of the reasons that Sex Week at Yale has always featured porn stars as speakers, in addition to, you know, the clergy and the professors and the anthropologists and the authors, there are porn stars. Even this last sex week, which was totally castrated, really, and stripped of its name. It wasn't even allowed to call itself Sex Week at Yale. It had to just be Sex Week. But they did have a porn star. And it's one of the reasons for that is because porn stars learn a lot about sex because they have to, and they have a lot to impart to us in terms of the good and the bad. And it's not as though the porn stars were having sex with the students or showing them what to do. They were giving their knowledge to the students who wanted it. So, you think that's wrong, Eduardo?
Well, there were actually, to my knowledge, a number of instances in which there were actually displays that were pretty graphic and over the top, and which did, you know, border on you know, pornographic activity going on in classrooms or in other Yale facilities. But in any case, just to address the caller who just spoke, I think an interesting line that I heard somewhere is as follows: the problem with pornography is not that it shows too much, rather that it shows too little. And one of the problems I have with the phrase comprehensive sex education is that it never seems to be truly comprehensive, because it really...
But wait a second, I didn't call it comprehensive. Who called it comprehensive? I just said there was a lot of different points of view.
I'm just referring to the phrase in general, Dr. Black. I wasn't saying that you referred to it, just in general.
I mean, we'd have to have... I think Yale should have actually a school for the study of sexuality, and then maybe it would get close to comprehensive. But 1 week every other year is not hardly comprehensive.
Well, when we talk about comprehensive, though, we have to remember one of the most important aspects of sexuality, which is its relationality. There really is not a more intimate act that I can think of that can go on between two human beings, between a man and wife.
You were right the first time. It goes on between human beings. Not necessarily. Man and wife is only one combination, by the way. It's a popular combination, but it's not the only combination.
It could be man and a tree. Well, could be man and a cow, you know, especially if you're out in the countryside and there's no one around. All of a sudden, the pig starts to look great. And the reason we know this, Eduardo...
Not because, that we're advocating that, Eduardo.
No,
he was joking.
Not at all.
Although some people do that.
But perhaps Eduardo doesn't understand actually what we do. One of our specialties here at the Institute is to help people of religious abuse, indoctrination, non-masturbation.
You mean we help heal victims of religious abuse?
We help heal victims. And it's not only here in America. It's from all over the world.
Oh, yes, and it's
Islamic
not one
people,
religion.
Catholic people. I mean, we have one guy, it's taken 10 years to get rid of this guy and keep him from going to church and giving all his money to the church. 10 years it took. It cost him thousands and thousands of dollars. 45 years old, had never had sex.
Well, now he has.
Yeah. Now he does.
I told him to take up ballroom dancing, and he got laid right away. Ah. Women love guys that can dance, you know? Seriously. No, I mean, this was a guy who wasn't ever going to have sex because he'd never been married. And he thought he wasn't allowed to have sex unless he got married. And, you know, I mean, anyway, there's all kinds of
Catholic,
points of
view. A devout Catholic.
Yes, a devout Catholic. So we do specialize in treating victims of religious abuse, whether Catholic or Christian or Muslim or Jewish or Hindu. You know, Hindus, they all have those really sexy carvings on their temples. They're really hot, like porn. Except the funny thing is they can be just as uptight as Catholics or Muslims. Really, it's amazing how all the religions want to control sexuality and to channel it into procreation. And this is one reason Congressman Aiken, when he, of course, fumbled his little delivery there, saying that that women are like magical creatures that can abort their own babies or miscarry when they've been raped or legitimately raped. I mean, of course, he doesn't really believe that, I don't think. But what he does believe is that women have no right to control their own bodies, that women have no right to terminate a pregnancy from even a gang rape by their uncles and cousins. I mean, that is what he does believe. And I think that that's what Eduardo and his organization believe, that a woman shouldn't be able to terminate a pregnancy from rape. Is that right, Eduardo?
It is right, Dr. Black, but I would ask you to look at it this way before you oversimplify it and you know, try to throw it under the bus.
I'm not oversimplifying. That's why you're on the show, Eduardo.
If we look at, for example, simply biologically speaking, the definition of life, and this is, you know, this is simply the biological definition, something that takes in nutrients from its environment and grows.
The definition of life is what God told us. He made us free people, and he said, go forward and do whatever you do, okay? And then you'll be judged one day. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you alone.
Sure, my friend, but I'm simply trying
That's the way it is. Don't be going around in circles.
And life requires
I'm
sex.
I'm simply trying to explain to you the position
life
that my organization
comes from
holds
sex.
And why we oppose abortion since it was addressed.
All right, well, we can read about why you oppose it.
Human parents.
We know why you oppose it, because you use your...
You opposed it because when you came out of wherever you came out of, they baptized you, they grabbed you, and they indoctrinated you, and they made you fearful because the gods are going to burn you in hell unless you try to change other people. First, start to change
yourself. And I hope you get raped and knocked up and fucking
like this woman.
Yeah, speak, Sister Tasia. Let's hear from a woman who knows about this subject, Eduardo. Please, listen. Because
Eduardo,
this is an education you need to get.
I was 14, raped, strangled, and left for dead by a complete stranger, okay? I would never want to bear his child.
I'm sorry, Dr. Block, I can't hear the speaker. Could you ask her to come
bring
closer?
It up to your
you know what? Why don't you try getting raped and then see how you feel about it? I mean, mine...
Anyway, Eduardo, what she's saying is that
she's upset
she's
upset that there's people like you in the world
that want to control her body after she's been raped. Isn't that enough indignity that you
That's
then
not
want
love.
To make that woman bear a child that she doesn't want to even look at, that always
sorry,
has the features
Black,
of her rapist?
What's her situation?
Oh. Anyway.
Could you repeat her situation to me?
Oh, man, it's like you want her to suffer over and over again. I think it sounds almost sadistic. You want to keep repeating the situation I keep repeating. She was raped, okay?
I didn't hear it, Dr. Black.
I just can't believe that this is a 22-year-old young man that has these views and this lack of perspective. I'm shocked.
This is really a poor 22-year-old.
Well, he does have backing. What is the name of the organization, Eduardo?
Backing is not education.
Please tell me what this
is. That is it. The Love and Fidelity Network, right?
Well, is that
this doesn't sound like love and fidelity at all.
No, but that's it's sort of like related to focus on the family, you know, that kind of thing.
Family is conceived via sex. This man just doesn't seem like this is a child.
Eduardo, why don't you want to let people live their lives? Let me ask you that question. Why do you want to stick your nose in other people's business? It's stinky. It's bad.
Do you think that that's the fairest way to...
No, why do you want to do that? What drives you to want to censor me, to want to censor my wife, who, by the way, I've been married to for 20-some-odd years, okay?
Congratulations.
And we love each other.
So
why do you want to do this? In the name of Jesus? Because if you do it in the name of Jesus, you got it wrong. Jesus was cool. He was hip, man. He told a story that's lasted for 2,000 years. He was a cool man. He was hanging out with the hookers. Okay, what's going on?
Oh,
I won't even tell you what's going on.
Don't tell him.
Okay.
No, don't tell him. You'll get offended.
So I am so highly offended, and that's why I've been fighting the right wing and winning. I'm the most prosecuted publisher in this country. 23 times they want to put me in jail for showing breasts. Can you imagine that anybody calls breasts obscene? Made by God. Made by the highest of the high. Was he smoking?
All right.
He was just high.
You know what? I'm going to let Eduardo have a word.
Okay.
He's not going to have word because we're going to talk.
Eduardo,
we
love you.
He already had more time than
come
I.
To our side. Come
Eduardo,
to our side. Come to our
we're
side.
We're showing you love. We want you to, you know, open your heart. Do you have anything you want to say to close? Because we got to go.
We're all listening.
We got to have some fun.
We won't interrupt.
You know, Dr. Black, I would simply like to address that. I think for the most part, there, you know, I won't be able to address them all, but there have been a lot of mischaracterizations, a lot of, I think, sort of false assertions throughout the course of this. And I would just ask you to seriously consider that perhaps, you know, people who disagree with you, myself, my friends in my organization, that we're not simply going about this for the, you know, black and white reason that, you know, we're evil and we're bad and that we want to oppress people.
Did I call you evil,
actually,
Eduardo?
There's
no, I called him evil.
Going on than
well,
that, I can't help
that.
That.
A love without definition evil. Isn't truly love if it's not grounded in anything that's true.
Eduardo.
Love is grounded in truth, not in emotion. And I would ask you to consider, you know, what that truth might be when it comes to abortion, when it comes to sexuality and love between two people. Are we abusing love when we just use it however we want?
We don't know. We don't know.
Is there a more hopeful vision? Is there a more hopeful,
Eduardo, we don't know what we're doing. We're sitting on a rock. You believe in a Jesus and a God. We're on a rock. Nobody knows what the heck is going on.
We're trying to figure it out, Eduardo.
We're trying to figure it out.
And that's what
human. And we're trying to open our heart.
It's a time when our brains are the most open and yet, you know, able to handle new information. It's a time when we should be learning about everything, including sex
and a time of tolerance,
you know,
a time of peace.
All sex, let's say.
I mean,
which
listen,
includes porn.
You guys invite people that make machines that kill people to Yale.
Oh, yeah.
You
war
take
criminals
money
are big,
for their buildings.
War criminals are big,
yeah. War
big
criminals,
at Yale,
okay?
Yeah.
And you have them speak there.
I think they actually pay the war criminals.
One guy comes in and shows a movie about S&M at the law school, and everybody's outraged.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where the lawyers are supposed to either defend this kind of behavior, right, or protect it, or prosecute it.
And the law school is an appropriate place to show
things. And the law school is an
absolute
appropriate place
way,
because these,
you know,
guys are going to be
like
lawyers,
everything.
And they don't know what a dirty movie looks like.
Right.
Can
okay, well, Eduardo, we did give you a chance to promote your group.
We love you,
to
Eduardo.
To talk about your philosophy, and we haven't. I didn't say you were evil, but you know there are people who do.
No,
I believe
he's evil.
And
yeah, that's not
I,
a heart.
I have tried to give you
that's
a chance to talk because you are young, and I feel like your soul could be saved, to use the lingo of the Christians. And I'm still hoping that you'll come over to the side of
you're very cute. I bet all the girls hit up on you with that cross
and
stuff.
Yeah, that cross is very
around.
Sexy.
Yeah, right.
I love it. That'd shaped like nice. A dildo or something right? else. Okay, yeah. So thank you, Eduardo.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Don't destroy us. Okay, remember, we
hey,
are all
Hey, let
tolerance.
Me tell you something.
Okay. We tolerate you.
Rabbi Shmuley launched his career on this show here.
That's
he
right.
launched his career years ago.
Oh,
you
it
know
freaks
Rabbi
me out
Shmuley?
To think that Eduardo was launching
okay.
his career on my
I'm
show.
I'm going to launch your career.
Okay.
That's You're going to be a great preacher. We love you.
Preach love.
Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for your
bula,
time, Eduardo.
Bula.
And bula bula, right?
God, good luck to that.
Wow, person. That was great.
Oh, ice.
Everybody that... see the clap sign up there? Look at the
yeah.
clap sign. Clap.
Okay. What are we clapping for? Ourselves?
There's the clap sign right there.
There's the clap.
Well, yeah. Great. Eduardo, you know, he stuck it out, you know.
He stuck it out.
It's a little tough to get him to end a sentence. He's got to take speech class at Yale where they'll teach him.
I don't
how
think
to end
he really
sentence.
Is on the debate club at all.
No.
To be honest.
Master debater.
I just can't believe 22 and has that.
I can't believe somebody is 22 and so ignorant and in college and not having an open mind
but
and a sponge
to learn.
But
there is a willful ignorance that is part of the right-wing yeah. philosophy. Mm-hmm. There is a value attached to ignorance, especially about sex, but really it's all about the liberal arts. I mean, they think you're supposed to be ignorant about history, about, you know, the Greek philosophers. All you're supposed to do is read the Bible and then you got it. So Eduardo, you know, is right there. And certainly doesn't he's almost
but he
proud.
Remembered he remembered that something happened when he was 4 years old. Mm.
Doctor, how about
I think he's
touched,
a virgin.
Somebody touches
I think he's a virgin.
He has to be.
He's got to be a virgin.
Well,
that's why I brought
he
that
didn't
up.
Like, say, did he?
He didn't really say.
No,
question.
No.
These two guys were great. They were like double penetration.
Right. I know.
Into a Catholic dildo.
Definitely. Well, let's formally like introduce everybody here again. Thank you for participating. This is, of course,
and putting up
the lovely Nicole Aniston,
yes.
who
yeah.
is an AVN Award winner and porn star. And what else are you? You're a former banker.
I am,
former
and I'm a
banker.
Problem child.
And you're a problem
and I'm
child.
I'm a glutton.
A glutton for
food.
Oh, for yes. food, really? So you like food and sex like bonobos?
I do.
Really? How about ice? Ooh.
Yep, that's right.
Do other people have ice? Dicks like me?
Yes, absolutely. There's some in my whiskey.
Okay,
right
and
now.
This is Ash Hollywood, who's back. She was here actually for our anniversary a little
I
while
was.
Ago. Yeah, it was really fun. So Ash is looking more beautiful than ever.
Thank you.
Now, I mean, I feel like I have two definite celebrities here. I mean, I do, but you look like other celebrities. Like, you look like Grace Kelly. And you,
I
of course,
get Grace
look
Kelly.
Like Jennifer Aniston, right? A little, you know, not the hair right now, but... You got the Jennifer, you know, the
She's
Aniston
got nice bones.
Look. And then there's this the Grace one. Kelly both look them. Here. If Grace Kelly actually had sex.
The I'm other one that I get is Patricia myself. Arquette.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Especially in
yeah.
True Romance.
Oh.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Right, Patricia Arquette. And Max, of course, you look like Sean Connery.
Well, you know me, right?
And
when
Jack
I was
Nicholson.
A fugitive, right. I lived in France, and everybody thought I was Sean Connery. So I would walk through...
He had more of a goatee then.
Yeah, well, yeah. I had a goatee. And I would walk through the port there, and people in the restaurant would wave to me, and I'd wave back at them.
Money penny.
Yeah, right?
Okay, and here is, of course, Benjamin
yes.
Godfrey. You've got the word God in your name. What's that all about?
It's a yeah. double entendre, essentially. But yes, you're right. There are two of the loveliest ladies ever next to me.
Oh, yeah,
Ella.
Both of them are like...
Why, thank you.
Hi.
I put you right next to that religious man on the front cover.
Of course, Bobby.
Where did Bobby go? Bobby.
Bobby is that away.
Bobby.
I think it's funny that I was the one next to the religious man on the cover.
You were the religious...
I was right next to him on the cover.
Yeah, on the cover.
Oh,
yes. Right, yeah.
Yes.
Because I often talk about on Twitter... I don't necessarily follow any religion, but I like the satanic beliefs, and it's mostly for like living for yourself and living to the fullest and living to your desires and needs. And I mean, you are just literally living for yourself every single day and fulfilling what you want.
Well, here's Satan right here.
Exactly.
It's a dildo made by divine interventions. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I believe in. I try to worship all the gods and goddesses and none of them as well.
You gotta
Except
be,
I have
yeah,
to admit,
yeah, yeah.
I do follow 666 people. And I don't know if you noticed, but I stick to that. So if I just followed you,
I
had to drop someone else down into hell. So
I noticed that. It's hilarious.
You know? Yeah. You know, I mean, Satan used to be Pan, the great god of sex, the goat god.
So I think I really need to say this as we move along here. Tonight's show was really Dr. Susie biting back, not only to the president of Yale, but also to the master, one of the masters there. And who's that other guy that's trying to now sell Yale around town? What's his name?
Trying to sell Yale around town?
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
You make Yale sound like a hooker?
Huh?
She's hot, I want her.
Who's pimping Yale, baby?
Who's pimping Yale? Tell me.
Anyway, yeah. Reed.
Oh, that's well, no, Sex Weeks.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to consult on Sex Weeks around the country.
Hold on, Reed. Okay? Oh. Don't do that. Not nice.
Well,
nice.
It isn't too nice, but, you know, I mean, he can do that. It's,
no,
it's,
you can't do
it. There's free enterprise.
No, yeah, it's free enterprise, you know? So I'm telling him you can't do that.
Well, you're saying. I mean, if he wants to do that, you know.
Sure, he could do that.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I don't have a patent on Sex Week, and neither does anyone else.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You took that out without
right
me
here.
Knowing?
No, it's right here in my
head.
Oh,
yeah, but we should get some respect for that, don't you think?
That's
yeah,
correct.
I do think that, Reed. I think we should
This
be
is
a
the show
respected.
Of revenge.
Right,
that's when
right,
you
right.
get these right-wingers, and you take them, and you break them up, and you know.
But I want to introduce Bobby.
Then, yes.
Hi.
Bobby, heavy grinder. You've been quiet.
Woo!
Yep.
So you usually speak through music, is that right?
Right. I don't.
Yeah, you're a DJ.
Yes.
DJ Heavy Grinder.
Yeah.
Is that a dance move?
Yeah, it is.
So cool. Well, I mean, so you don't care about censorship too much because you don't do too much talking.
Well, I just have my own opinions, which is kind of like not. It might not make one party happy or the other happy, so.
Oh, well, let's hear.
Oh,
let's
we get, love it.
We'll have
love
all the parties
The world
upset
is full
then.
Of opinions.
Well, I just think, like, certain things can be a little censored as far as, like, religion or sex, because, like, when you're going to school or something, like, they don't study about each religion, you know? Like, they don't have, like, I mean, if you're comparing sex to religions, I feel like maybe it can be censored to a point because kids in school are, like, yeah, I mean, they're still learning and they're still students and they have a choice after they graduate from school to, like, you know, try and, like, learn more about certain things. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, there's only two or three really true religions. One is Catholicism. If you don't believe in that, you're fucked, I can tell you that. No, right? That's true.
Oh, and then there's Islam.
And then there's Islam.
It's pretty dogmatic.
Right? And you remember the Crusades and the wars, right? That's what's going on right now. It never went away.
Yeah. And of course, the key is that Sex Week at Yale is a total elective. It's not as though anybody needs to go to any of the events there.
Only juries are forced to watch pornography.
Mm.
Juries.
But you know, a lot
Once
of people
busted,
do like to control
then the jury
others.
Has to watch it.
A lot of people like to control others. There's a lot
but
of,
I don't want to watch
of,
it.
Of
yeah,
excitement
you're watch it.
In being controlling and
it's
being
your
dominant,
civic duty.
Right?
Right.
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 I mean, we tend to do that with BDSM games,
yeah,
but
that's
some
right,
people
right.
do that by censoring you. So, all right.
She's beautiful. This DJ here.
Yeah. We got a lot of beautiful girls here tonight.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yes, we do. It's beautiful girls tonight. Yeah. So we should have one of our rituals now. Now my producer has run off.
She's half naked, by the way, Eduardo.
You know,
just
it's
in case
so
you're still listening.
Well, Eduardo is now, you know, doing his things. Hopefully he's praying.
Hopefully.
You know, that's...
You know, just for being on this program, if you tell your priest... He's going to give you 14 Hail Marys and then all kinds of other stuff. You're going to have to...
But if it's a Catholic priest, what else does he
right?
give you?
So now,
Can
the
you
Catholic
imagine?
Priest does give you communion.
And the best.
And
yeah.
that communion often involves an alcoholic beverage.
And good blowjobs sometimes.
And that alcoholic beverage is usually bad wine, okay? But we have here a choice.
Don't say anything against the Muslims.
Beautiful alcoholic beverages that
they'll
have
be bombing the building.
given us their wonderful products. One is absinthe.
Unsalted.
And the other is agua.
Is there wormwood in that one?
And yeah, it's got some kind
and
of wormwood.
And we don't know these people. These are just bottles we picked up somewhere,
definitely
right?
Wormwood.
Yeah,
and
I was walking down.
Doesn't
Hollywood.
Involve worms, I don't think.
There it was. No, we don't, right?
So,
we don't know nothing about
okay.
that. We don't even know how the
so
bottles got here.
So we have a ritual,
here.
And instead of a wafer, we have salt. Okay, now Ash has participated in this ritual.
Ash.
Is that correct? Yeah.
I'd like to have some ashes.
So, I do remember this from the last
you do
time.
You remember the ritual. And did you enjoy the ritual?
At the moment, yes.
At the moment, at that moment. Now, this is another moment.
Did you remember that was with my ex?
I do.
Yes.
But, you know, it was that moment. Right, okay, so you wouldn't want to do that ritual with your ex at this moment. But he is not here, I think, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So we will not speak of him.
Yes.
So we will simply give you a choice, since you are the veteran of this communion that we do here at the Speakeasy, as to which of these lovely people, who I think you know all these people, you're all friends, right?
Yes.
And you work together?
Well, I just met the lovely DJ, but I know these two.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
and
DJ.
And how long you all known each other?
I mean, there's a lot of DJs running around.
You just met the
nowadays.
DJ.
I've known Nicole for quite a long time, actually. I want to say about a year. And then
that's
Ben
a long time in porn years.
It's a long time. It is. Yeah, it's like 7
right.
years or something. And I've known Ben for a while on social networks, but we met just a couple days ago. And I met the lovely DJ tonight. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, well. You have an interesting selection of whom you might want to enjoy speakeasy communion with.
Ba-da, I don't know.
Or you can pick two of them, I guess.
I get to pick two of them?
Well, you know.
You know, wait, is it Bobby's first time here or just Ben's?
It is Bobby. It's everyone's first time here except you, actually, and me.
Oh,
and
lovely. Jason. I want the newbies to do something.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got newbies galore here. We've got newbies galore. So you have your choice.
I want to say Ben and Bobby should have communion.
No, it's an interstellar radio.
Ben. Okay.
Nobody knows what's
like
going
ready.
On.
All right. So I think you should both come on up to the stage.
The mobs have
Oh, first, before you come up to the stage, what religion were you brought up with? I just want to know.
I was brought up with
Eduardo.
I was actually brought up with Presbyterian, but my family had a very open mind about, you know, any religion that I wanted to choose.
I guess so.
So what did you choose?
Well, okay, the only way I can explain my religious beliefs is through, I guess, like metaphorically speaking. But I believe that religion is like light. And when you put light through a spectrum, it becomes the different colors. And I believe that everybody's seeing different colors of the same thing.
Wow.
I know that sounds probably deep, but that's the only way I can explain it.
No, that sounds like the rainbow people. Okay, what religion did you grow up with? You.
Oh, man, it was a hodgepodge. I was in a military family. We moved around a lot, so my parents went to different regions of the United States all the time. So when we went to different regions, at one point we were Catholic, and then my dad realized that when he was in the war, he realized that if he died, that if he said he was a Christian on his dog tags, he got a way cooler burial. So he was like, oh, I'm Christian. And then things happened, then they all joined a cult, and all the while I was like, it was a little bit of a micro cult, yeah, it was. And like, I was always really confused why I had to be there. I was like, speaking in tongues has always tripped me out. Honestly, and
nowadays you got to make sure. That. Nowadays you got to make sure you have a lot of different dog tags.
Yeah,
you know, just in
you
case.
Have, yeah.
Right? Well, are you John Smith? Oh no,
so
not
ultimately,
me.
ultimately, I became like ultra educated.
There's
with
a lovely
religion,
lady
really.
Behind you. Maybe you should let her have your chair, Max.
I have her. In.
Yeah.
Would
it
you
up.
Like to sit down? Please, it's a long trip, and
it's a long trip.
come over here.
It's a sausage fest in here.
Okay. Who are you?
All right.
No, you have to talk into the microphone.
She's so cute and little.
Yeah.
All right.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Alex.
Talk into the microphone.
Alex.
Alex, why is it I can't hear her? She got such a little voice.
Because she has a very little voice.
Oh. Her name is Alex.
Alex.
She's quite adorable. She has these denim shorts on. And
she's
these
a hipster.
Boots, a nice tied-up shirt.
I've been going for like the Tomb Raider look recently.
Lara Croft. I'm a huge
fan.
Been
my feeling, you know.
Wait, are you a hipster?
Yeah, you look like.
You're not a hipster, are you?
I don't. What is a hipster exactly?
No. Oh, that's how I get on this conversation.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're doing the communion, so the two of you come on up here, Ash and Benjamin.
I thought it was Bobby and Benjamin.
Oh, Bobby and Benjamin. I don't know. I think Bobby seems a little.
Oh, I need to go to the restroom. So
yeah, I thought Bobby seemed a little. Yeah. You know, Bobby is a little skittish.
Hi,
somehow, right?
I think no, she's cool. She's cool.
She's cool. She's cool.
No, she really has to pee.
Yeah.
I might need to lend her a hand. No, I won't.
She's legit.
Okay, what are you having me and Benjamin do?
Well, you're gonna come up to the stage. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All right, here they come. Should we have music to accompany them walking up to the stage? Here they go. Ash, Hollywood, and Benjamin Godfrey.
Godfrey.
Free God. Something like that. I know. Whoops. Okay. This is usually not a problem just coming up to the stage, but whoa.
Oh, my.
See? We talk God about sex free being dangerous and religion. How about just stairs, okay? You know, there's a lot of danger in this world. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A lot of cords. It's a studio.
It's got cords and stuff. I gotta move this for somewhere.
But you're covered for the first $9 of injuries. It's no problem. Our insurance is very good.
I think they're gonna do it.
And so here they are, Ash, and let me get them a microphone here. Look at this. This is like one of those big things in a Japanese religious. They worship phalluses. Some Japanese people. So you know, sometimes the sex and God thing really goes together. Okay, so here's a microphone that you might have to share. Aw, you look like you could share. Okay. And are you? What's your relationship? Can we characterize that?
BFFFF.
BFFFF.
Yeah, we're like soulmate best friends that just met.
Aw.
We're hoping to.
It's like a whole new
language. Yeah, we're hoping to work together. Honestly, I have this scene I'm creating, and I reached out to her.
Yes.
Hoping that we could work together for something, and we're currently just seeing how we vibe.
Uh-huh. So have you had sex? I mean, Eduardo wouldn't answer that question, but
that's,
you know,
yes.
You are in the
porn industry.
He said
he wouldn't kiss and tell, but he is pretty easy to get naked.
He's very easy to get naked.
Yes.
Okay, perfect for the communion thing. Okay, because here we go. Where did my lovely assistant go?
Deja, could you come to the...
Okay.
Tasia, we need that sweet ass.
Okay, yes, she does.
She does have such a sweet ass.
Oh, and she keeps bending over, and it's so fucking tempting. She's lucky
purpose
that I have this all of this wood in between me and her.
All right, so this
wood,
is,
exactly.
Do you have a problem with drinking from a penis-shaped thing? Okay, good. Okay, don't.
He's
drink
very
yet,
secure
though
in his sexuality.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so now, the thing is, you take a body part, any body part, or it could be like a series of body parts if we want to do a happy trail of some sort. Whoops, sorry. It's just salt. It's just salt.
Oh, man.
It's not cocaine. Even though the drink is actually agua, cocoa leaf, liqueur, made from the cocoa leaf, but totally illegal. And this, of course, is shaped like a cocaine bottle, just to try to be hip, back to that theme. But it's
but
really
Benjamin cool is a total hipster.
I appreciate that. I appreciate everything.
Okay, we're trying with this thing. But anyway, we still want to be legal because, you know, otherwise Eduardo will have us arrested. And so so here we are. So I think you want to do the licking first, is that right?
That's usually
you
want to
be the licky or the licker?
Do you know, I want to be the licky this time. I think last time I was
the
licker.
First. Well, you could be both, okay. But start out with as the licky. All right. Oh, he's smiling.
Of course he is.
Likes that idea. Okay. So, you know, body parts. Titties, ass, pussy,
that sounds disgusting,
elbows.
But let me think. How about right here?
Okay. That's something Eduardo would like. She's disappointed.
Why don't you just tell me I'm a bitch, right?
Yeah.
But obviously.
You do know who I am. I'm impressed.
Exactly.
I wanted you to surprise me, but apparently you're not that charismatic.
I guess not. Flowers are coming later.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, you know, you guys are being so coy. I say you strip down to your pearls, and then he can just lick it off of whatever.
Sounds good. I'm creative like that.
Right, okay? Because those pearls need to be shown off, and I'd like a little music. Maestro. Yeah, and are you wearing panties?
Put on that trap shit.
Oh, okay, good. Panty boy, I like that. Panty boy. Ash Hollywood is here, stripping
so
out
sexy.
Of her little black
Are you kidding me?
Dress. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at that, yeah.
I like the pearl necklace. So, very lovely.
Yeah, pearl necklace, you know, double entendre. Absolutely. Yeah. And here it goes. She's now down to her tiny little black lace.
Thank God she wore underwear
panties.
Today.
Very tiny for a panty boy. And a little studded bra. Very pretty. And off it goes. You are stripping to Mortal Kombat. Yes. Fortunately, you're not engaged in Mortal Kombat. You're simply stripping to Mortal Kombat. This is like Grace Kelly. Totally all pinked out. Yeah. Down.
Well, she's not naked because of the necklace, right?
No, well, yeah. I guess not totally naked. Naked enough.
Great. Right,
okay. All right. And here she is. Oh, yes. The panties. Panty boy. Somebody has to take a picture of Justin's camera with the panties around him. Okay. So this is your canvas, Mr. Artist.
What a lovely canvas.
You lick the place you want to put the salt, and then we put the salt, and then you lick it again, and then you get your shot.
Sounds cool. Might have done this before.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me.
Okay. Yes, and now you can give us a sense of how he's doing. Oh, he's still going to go for the back of the neck, which is okay now because you're naked, so we don't care. Oh, he's going to go for the back of the, the small of the back. The
this
small
tickles
of the back.
A little.
Yes, it's a very sexy part, the small of the back. And yes, here he goes. Ooh, you know what? I think it would look really good if you took your shirt off for this. Okay.
Oh, you have no idea.
I do have some idea because I look on the internet every once in a while. Okay, here he goes, Benjamin Godfrey, baby. Okay, now he has cotton mouth. Uh-oh. Well, it is hot, brothers and sisters.
It's very hot here in L.A.
Okay, here he goes.
Especially here.
Now he's got
his might have to get up there myself.
Fine tongue. Yep. Just licking. Okay, so here you go, and here's your salt.
Just kind of get up there.
Just pour a little of it right there. There we go.
They won't know.
Okay. There it goes. Okay, now. Yeah, I want you to do the salt and then the shot. That's basically the way the communion at the speakeasy goes.
Don't even worry.
I know this is going to be sticky later.
And down he goes. Yeah, he's going to have to lick that more. Oh, and now he offers her a taste.
Oh, that's really cute.
He spit that entire thing in my mouth.
No, I took a little.
That's usually my trick.
Is that peppermint schnapps?
Okay, well, now you could do the trick if you want. You can give him a taste of his own medicine. It's your turn.
What's that all about? Dealer's choice. What do you want?
Oh, you guys are so polite.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah? Do we get the pants off?
You're not going to make him bend over like you were?
Yeah, yeah, right? Do we want the pants off? Do we?
A little man crash.
Where is everybody?
It's hard to be a hipster on the hottest day in LA.
Yeah,
man crack, man crack.
I got music.
I have a Ben at home,
music.
And I sure like my mom.
Music, music.
More music. Mortal Kombat.
Masculine music now. Not that mortal.
Cute.
Who is it?
Designer underwear, very nice.
Thank God you wore designer underwear.
I saw this in Hipster Magazine.
That's something a hipster would say.
Okay, here we go. And now, you lick. Okay, well, we're not totally naked yet, are we?
This looks like a coke water addict.
Should we get totally naked?
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't
totally
know.
Naked? What do you think?
Ash, I'm totally high-fiving
only
you
if
after
they,
this
only
shit.
If they do.
Good choice.
Jennifer?
It's Nicole.
What?
Oh, have you... Oh, Heavy Grinder. This is you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 33.
27. Number 27 on the chart.
Congratulations,
this one,
Bobby.
The one before.
All right.
Is that Sway?
Let's hear it for Bobby, Heavy Grinder.
Is that Sway, Bobby?
No, that's not it. This is a track that I did my own vocals on, and it's going to be out. I'm going to be doing my own vocals. So.
Oh.
Very nice.
What are the lyrics? What are you saying? I can't.
That's a secret. I'm joking. Yeah. Like, No, this is Electro House. Yeah, it's Electro House, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Heavy Grinder. All right. We actually have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, you have a caller from Chicago.
Okay, hello, Adam. Just hold that thought.
Hey, Adam. Are you there?
Adam.
Are you on a strike over there with the teachers or something? I guess so.
Are you striking for sex education? I hope so. Is he there?
Do you have anything to say?
He is there.
Oh, he is there.
But why don't we hear him? Hello, Adam?
Hello?
Oh, no, he's not.
He's gone.
He's gone. He wanted to know what makes a person a cuckold.
A cuckold?
Do you have any opinion about that?
Well, you can answer it.
You can answer.
We got to go way back to Geoffrey Chaucer here now.
Yes, we do have to go back to Geoffrey Chaucer, speaking of other books that are important to study, because, of course, he had the wife of Bath, right, who cuckolded her husband, mm-hmm. had sex with other men.
Many.
Like Benjamin. Right? Have you cuckolded any husbands in your time?
Try not to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's against your moral code? What if they want to be? What if they've got a hot wife and they want to watch you with their
honestly,
wife?
I've had that experience.
You have.
And it was pathetic.
It was.
Yeah. It wasn't healthy for me. I thought that it would be interesting.
Yeah.
But what I found out, I tried to look through the eyes of positivity and like see the best I could out of it, but all I saw was like two very confused people trying to like satiate their need for sexual health through
like
my body.
Couple.
And I thought that was a little lame. And I was like, at least pay me like $500. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
I did it for free. I wanted to. I was like, let's do this. But you know, lessons learned. When you're 12, you just do things. I'm just kidding. Stop it.
You are scaring Eduardo. Okay. No. You know what? You shouldn't do it if you don't want to do it. But some people do enjoy the cuckold lifestyle. It's a little bizarre for a lot of people.
Not again.
Oh, Adam is back. Adam, if you don't say hello. Oh, we've got a sheep on Tasia's back. Adam, are you there? Is he there or is he just going to...
What line is he on?
Adam.
He's on one. Adam, are you
we
there?
We can't take forever.
Hello.
Hello?
Adam, it's 1 cent
I have
cent
a feeling Adam is
minute.
A sweet submissive and is getting a little stage.
Answer his question. That's
okay.
It. Who's on line 3?
We did answer his question about, sort of, but if he's not there, we're going to move
on. Who's
on
line 3?
Okay. Who's on first? Yeah. What is this? Oh, Cat? Cat. Cat is a dom. Oh, well, you like to cuckold guys, I guess.
Of course.
Oh, you do, yes. That's your work, cuckolding, right?
Chastity I like more.
Oh, you like to put guys in chastity and not let them out of their CB2000?
Yeah, or the 3000.
Or the 3000, right. You like to be in chastity? You do? Yeah.
I think I like that more. I like that more than like dominating someone for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like to be teased and denied.
I do. Honestly, yeah.
Oh, do
you can't not think about it.
Who doesn't?
I got some diapers in the back.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, I like it all, really. That's my problem.
Well, I don't know. You didn't like the cuckolding thing.
You know, honestly, I blanked out on what cuckolding was, and I just didn't want to answer to something.
Maybe you just didn't like that couple.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, it sounds to me like they were just not the right couple for you to be involved with, because they had hang-ups.
Yeah,
and they were
kind of
placing it on you.
I'm very intimate, and like at certain times, I become very conservative. It's kind of weird. Like my... What I really want is just to, like, a real relationship, and like I want to be treated with respect and be real, right? Have real someone who's really
sure.
So
someone
if I say
love.
Real like 20 more times, but yeah, you know what I mean.
I do.
And that I didn't feel like that was very real. I felt like where's the cameras, man? Like bring them out. Like come on, Ashton, fucking Ashton, right?
No, that would be something I would think you'd want to film. But anyway, you do live and learn, and you try things, and then you learn. And if you don't try them, you never learn.
That's
think
true.
About them all the time.
I usually satiate my need for curiosity at all times.
Okay. So are we going to do this now? Are we going to do our communion here?
The alcoholic in me has been begging for it this whole time, not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. She's thirsty. Okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm always thirsty.
Here you go. I guess I'll hold this now. And okay, happy trail. Right, here we go. And you tell me how she's doing. You could pull maybe the panties down a little more. What, panties? They're very masculine.
Yeah. I guess they're manties. Yes.
Manties. Thank you, Nicole.
Look at this. We've got a shave thing going on here.
You know, that's my stage presence that's just coming through.
Very, it looks like a yes. sunburst or something.
Yes, take it as you will. It must be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Great. Very nice. Very nice.
Just kidding.
All right. That looks like a good spot to lick. Yeah, right there. No, you. You're in the
relationship. No. Oh, man.
Or something.
Can you do it?
What, you want me to do it?
Okay, fine. She can do it.
There she goes. Ash Hollywood is.
She is.
Gonna get her salt
lick. What a lucky
on.
Boy I am.
Yummy,
tastes
yummy.
Better that way, right? A little bit of pheromones in with
she
it.
Goes.
Vitamin E.
Down the hat. Okay. Well, let's hear it for Ash Hollywood and Benjamin Godfrey and
their
great drinking ability. By the way, drinking games are not something we just do here at the Speakeasy. They actually do them at Yale. They call them Maury's Cups. Okay, but that's something that Yaleys would get. Okay, so anybody else want to do a communion? Miss Aniston, would you like to do some communion?
I might throw
Don't put those clothes on, it's too hot. You can stay here.
Heft.
I don't know. I think I'm going to leave this up to the pros.
So I'm just going to sit here? For like,
yeah, you can sit there.
Pretty daunted by those sexy nudity going on.
Yeah. Well, actually, you have a big fan, I have to say, because this is the physical part of the show. We're getting into it. We're actually into it. Panty Boy, also known as Porn Star Fan, is a big fan of panties, and he loves you more than almost anything in the world. And I think he is a religious man.
Right.
But for you.
We also have a panty bar in front.
We do have a panty bar. So are you wearing panties?
I am.
Can you share?
I can share.
You can? Can we have some music so we can have a look at the panty? Here she goes.
Eduardo never had it so good being on the front page with you. Right?
Here she is.
Look at this, Eduardo.
Nicole.
You want to see Sin?
Aniston.
Ooh. Beautiful.
We have some little, are they kind of like very skimpy boy shorts, maybe? Oh, that say love pink. That's the Victoria's Secret thing. Love pink? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pussy pop, baby. Oh, yeah.
Has someone asked you to marry you yet?
Don't you want her in a movie? Yeah. Okay. So now she wants to leave it to you guys. I mean, or you, or any, I guess you guys, you're her friends. Do you want to do a salt lick off of a particular body part? I want you to.
I want Benjamin to.
Yeah,
I'm not
you want
sweaty.
Benjamin to do a salt lick off of Nicole. Would Nicole want Benjamin
do it.
To do a salt lick?
All right.
Agua salt
like,
lick.
Strange radio, yeah.
Strange man that you just met.
Beautiful
what do you think,
women?
Ash? Just don't let him spit it back into your
Very
mouth.
Hot, beautiful women.
Yeah, don't let him spit it back in your mouth. Make him swallow it.
You're
hold
loud.
His mouth, you know, hold his lips closed.
Close mouth.
The ground rules.
Come on up
place.
Here.
I'm coming.
Here she comes. This is Brothers and Sisters. Let's hear it for Nicole.
Yeah.
Aniston, looking so elegant in her black. Oh, yeah, it's so hot. I will raise up ye who are limp, and I will make wet ye who are dry. Woo-hoo!
Woo!
You need it. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, this is going way too far. We should have laws against this.
Oh,
why, with all these naked women
off?
Running around?
Top off, top off, here she next. Goes. Nicole, whoa. Oh, let's just cool off those beautiful boobies with a little spritz.
She has the most lovely tits ever.
She does. She's got a little...
They're really amazing.
Shake it.
Holy
smokes.
Yeah.
We got Pato Monkey over here trying to cop a feel.
Yeah, the monkey's here. Well, the bonobo. Okay, here we go. It's a bonobo, yeah. All right, so she's all wet now. Here we go. It's salt. Who's got the salt?
It's right here.
Oh, here it is. Oh, you got it.
That's okay. Salt?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Oh, and can we take pants off? They look so hot. Hot. Breathable. Maybe I'll get them wet. Oh, yeah. Here we got to show off the love.
Wow. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but any man with a smaller ass than me is not game.
look at that.
It's so
it's
cute.
It's a tight. Oh yeah, yeah. Pull that it's down. So very nice. Okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, oh, we're not talking on microphones. We need to talk on microphones.
Okay,
yes. Here we go.
Where to take it there, thank you.
Now, you're about to take a lift off of the lovely Nicole Aniston.
Make them switch underwear.
Pretty Victoria's Secret panties.
Susan, okay, make them switch underwears. If they like each other's underwear so goddamn much.
You know?
That'd be hilarious.
That's a good idea. How about you guys?
We like watching balls bulge out of women.
Man, all right.
Oh, and couples.
We're gonna have a switch.
Couples.
Is this like you know, trying the other sex on for size? Let's see how they can do this.
We're gonna see his balls bulging.
What are you doing then?
Hey, you can't cover it up. You said you'd get naked. Dick was in my way.
Oh, the dick was in her way. Which dick?
Which one? Oh, the big one. The big dick.
Big old dick right here.
The big dick.
Wait, which big dick?
Here we
dick.
Go. Woohoo! What? Pussy! Now we have genitalia, which is an important part of anatomy.
So what's the competition?
Nobody wants to see his dick?
All right.
Yeah, everybody wants to see his dick, actually. But we're trying to be polite. Okay,
you,
wait a second.
You have to show it. You have to show it to us. You know you want to. Why wouldn't you?
No. Ravenous hyena.
Ravenous
hyena. Now, you told us that you were prepared for harassment.
No.
Wait, you said.
No.
Wait.
Yeah, but no, you can't do that, like, in a life.
Boy, oh, man, does she look good in those shorts.
No.
Whoa. And look, it's like she's got a little package here. Yeah.
I don't think it's... No, no.
A packet. You have to stuff
it. It's a package. It's a package pocket.
Put one of the things from behind you in there.
Who?
Are you skinny fuck?
Yeah.
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 But whose dick is bigger? Oh, I think it's mine, actually.
Wow.
Cute. Hi, right. Rizal, Kyo.
You look really pasty, dude.
Friendly cross-dressing. Yeah. Really. Yeah. That's well, all
can,
that it is.
We can wear them for more, right? I'm
what
not
do
done.
You think, Ash?
I'm still enjoying
what?
This.
It looks nice. I think you're both doing a great job wearing the opposite sex's underwear.
I have no problem.
It just shows that
dressing
the other sex is not really opposite. You know, you can wear each other's underwear.
Yeah,
it's okay.
They look great on you, Nicole.
More or less, it's just
very
a
nice.
Pouch.
Are they comfy?
Okay. So now, where did that salt go? You got it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready to do the lick? Are you ready to be licked?
I'm ready. I'm always ready to be licked.
You're always ready to be licked. You're so elegant.
I'm so not elegant.
Okay, we're gonna wait. We're gonna watch the breakdown of elegance right now.
What do you think?
Sister.
What do you think it should be? Wait, you don't understand, Nicole Aniston. I love
like
this girl so much because she will belch on like on camera. She
really?
Will eat food on camera. She'll pick her nose on camera. This girl doesn't give a fuck, and that's why I love her. So she's gorgeous as all fuck,
she
but she's such
great.
A dude at heart, and I'm the same way, and that's why I love her.
That's true. You both have this elegance. And yet, you're just really kinky sluts, aren't
I'm a man.
Sluts,
sorry.
You?
I'm just a man.
Okay. Oh, Oh, that's right, Cece Rhodes. Hello there.
Hi there.
She
wow.
She rode the horse very beautifully. That's right.
She smells amazing.
I know, look at, okay. Oh, God. My balls still hang out of my underwear.
It's fucking
yeah.
hot
No,
in
it
here.
Looks good in there. Okay. So now, it's communion time.
Smaller than my balls.
He's hanging on to that salt.
Okay.
Okay. The butt. Yeah, how about... Down goes the man panties. And we reveal the perfect butt of Nicole Aniston, which is now a great seat of
I think I'll answer this
opportunity for salt licking. Here we go, here he goes. This guy's eating a lot of salt tonight. Okay, well, where's your drink?
How's
oh, you're supposed
mouth?
To drink now. Okay, the salt was good, okay.
That was enough. It tastes great.
Yeah.
It's very okay. salty. It's good. Both.
It is salty. It sort of mixes with the sweat and
the juicy and salty.
Yeah,
this
salt.
Is salt.
There's salt in her crack. Ocean. You didn't finish.
Oh, no. Word.
The salt is where?
I think you need to finish. You say it's... Yeah.
How many pairs Nicole, of underwear does he have?
I love you.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Now, that is the Sibian machine.
How are you?
I mean... And this is Cece Rhodes. Here she is. She was with us a couple months ago.
Susan?
Yeah.
We have a caller, and he wants
What's
to know...
What's good is you're sweating in his underwear.
He wants to know if it's okay to jerk off with baby oil. We told him that it was okay with baby oil and avocado oil.
Yes, but and not with a condom and
no.
baby oil, because the condom will break with the baby oil.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Is he a caller or a tweeter?
He's a caller, I believe.
Okay.
He's on line three, but you know, that's the answer.
Okay. We got you.
You
got
can jerk
your
off
answer,
with
caller.
Whatever oil you want.
Yeah.
Don't you even worry about baby
motor
oil.
Motor oil is yeah. not so great.
Actually, if you do it with baby oil, it might convict you of child molestation. So don't use it.
No.
What is excellent? Where's the microphone?
I'm sorry. Wait. Okay. Are we You're recommending gonna... that somebody you masturbate know, you... with a certain material?
You know, if, you well, know, he apparently likes to use baby oil and wants to know if it's okay.
It's okay good. If he's not allergic to
great.
It. But,
is that
you know,
all right?
Being in the industry, we know oiling up for those, you know, fancy bikini shoots. I'm severely allergic to it. I break out in a full body rash. If you're not
yes.
allergic to it, it's okay. But I honestly recommend water-based lubes or, I mean, even if you're trying to be... really hipster and organic, you can
well,
go for
I mean,
olive oil.
Coconut oil.
Have you tried
oil
the
I
avocado
love
oil?
Coconut oil.
Oil.
That's
so
what
olive
I'm
oil?
All about, yeah. the coconut
but,
oil.
But and you can take it internally. If you can take it internally, you can...
Yeah.
Men should never jerk off with the antibacterial hand sanitizer. You'll get a yeast infection.
Oh, yeah.
A man yeast infection?
Yeah, even if you're a Burning Man, I
in
don't
your
care.
Pee
don't jerk
hole?
Off with it.
A man gets a pee hole infection? Is that what it
the
is?
The penis gets all bubbly and like jiggly and purple.
Well,
oh,
see,
that's disgusting.
This is very educational.
If it gets
jiggly
and purple,
are fine too.
You better go see a doctor that's, now.
You've ever done that?
Especially for men.
All right. Yeah. Well, it is important
everyone
what you put on your body
purple.
As well as in your body.
I use like
and your balls are
so
jiggly.
This is horrible.
Then
coconut
call
oil
your doctor.
Is the secret.
So it is. It's 11:57
totally.
Max. Are we going to try to end on time? Or are we going to have some sort of climax?
Well, we're having a lot of fun, actually.
We are. I think
I'd
like to have
great, great show.
Yeah.
Great, great show.
Yeah.
And you finally got the answer. Yale, after so many months.
I've been answering Yale for the past couple of weeks, you know,
yeah,
especially
know.
On the blog.
So before that, there were other battles
yeah.
and cancer and all kinds of shit. It was busy.
Oh, wow. Look what's going on now.
Uh-oh.
This is exciting. They're taking off their clothes again while we're talking about
I won't smell them in
Yale.
I was staying
Oh, but they're just
That's
switching
rude.
Panties.
That would just be rude.
Okay.
She's
do they feel
look
different
her.
Now?
Ripped.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look at that.
What's going on here?
Now, this is the worst.
These
you know, I'm going to hide the logo. I'm going to email the designer tomorrow. I'm
this
furious.
Is when you were on the Titanic.
How dare they?
I think somebody should put salt on that and suck it.
Oh, man.
Climax?
We have to ask my agents, managers, talent owner guy. Thing who is uncles with my dog's
to?
Babysitter.
The
oh,
agent
there
of the
go.
Agent who is the agent
oh,
of the
thanks,
agent.
Oh, thanks, honey.
It got big and hard.
It's a little
Ooh.
Pink and
yeah.
now
yellow.
You're fully erect.
Pretty, though.
I'll give you an agent.
You know what? I'm just going to go commando like a good soldier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You know what? I'm going to seriously throw a fit to the designer tomorrow.
I'm highly amused. I mean...
You know, it was my acidic vagina that actually ate through the fabric.
Acidic vagina?
My severely acidic
all right, guys.
Vagina ate through the
you
fabric.
Heard it.
You're welcome. They are.
Is this just something we can just throw all over ourselves? Water just feels so good. Bob for dicks. I don't know about
bobbing
that.
For dicks.
Would you like to bob for dicks?
My favorite childhood.
What?
I'll bob for a dick. I don't
would
know
you like
if I
to bob
that,
for a
that
dick?
Big
okay.
one.
Then you get a prize. We have a prize for you. If you get a dick, you get a prize. So go ahead.
Are you gonna bob for a dick?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you gonna Robert
this
for a dick?
This is a contest. Don't put all your clothes on. It's the
as
show,
long as it ends in dick.
The
I
show
might be
is
down,
still
depending.
Going on. Here, it's dick bobbing time.
All right, I'm gonna put you in charge
okay.
of this.
Okay, I'm in charge of the microphone. So you are just gonna. This is. The elegant Nicole Aniston, who is very into oral things. She likes to eat, and now she is going to be bobbing for a dick with her tongue, and it looks a lot easier than it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be hard. She's going to
teach
me.
Oh, she got one. She got one.
That's all you do is use your teeth? That doesn't count. Give me a break.
No, she did pretty well there.
Really?
Eduardo,
you don't use your teeth when you bob for dicks. You have to
you
go for the whole thing.
You know
my
take
on,
I
use my teeth on everything.
Right.
Get a prize.
All right, the prize is cool, at least.
There's a lot of items from Screaming O. Well, I don't know. Whatever you'd like.
I grind higher than you.
You have different little things. What would you like?
I think I'm going to pick.
Yes.
Leaving.
Do it. Oh.
It's
oh.
midnight. Let's
ah,
do the photo.
Okay. All right, so everybody's going to have a chance to say farewell.
Farewell.
Thank okay, you. Show your little
where thing. Do you and did they have fun here?
Yeah, we want to know if you had fun. Yeah. Okay, so tell us, how was your show so far?
The show was excellent, and thank you, everyone, for being so cool and accepting. It's always lovely, and I hope to see you guys again.
Tolerant. And where do we find you?
You can find me on my website, benjamingodfrey.com.
Okay.
You can butcher it on your Google search bar. You'll still find it.
All right, and?
Thanks for tolerating me for another year. It's my 2-year anniversary in porn, so thanks for
Yay!
Tolerating me.
Yeah.
We'll tolerate you for another 20, 30, 40.
If I live that long, we'll see.
Yeah, you will.
I'm on Twitter, X Nicole Aniston X. It does. I feel like I've gone backwards at 23.
That's why you thought that Eduardo was so old.
He's
right?
sad.
Yeah.
What a sad little man. Here's to more empathy. Another year of human empathy and human compassion. And
amen
Eduardo,
and a women.
Eduardo calls it love. It's really human empathy. So God bless him on his little journey.
And goddess also.
Again, I'm Ash Hollywood. It's been a while since I've been here, but you can find me at ashgirl.com or at Ash Hollywood on Twitter. And it's been great being here. I need to come back more.
Oh,
thank you again.
We love you, Ash. Okay, and Heavy Grinder.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show. That was awesome.
And thank we'll you. Follow you on Twitter, DJ Heavy Grinder. And
Alex.
Alex.
Just a random
cat
edition.
A cat, the dom. All right. Okay, so everybody, thank you so much for participating in this show that really hit it in terms of the body, the mind, and the soul. We discussed the politics of sex and censorship and sex education, and we got crazy and went bobbing for dildos. And that's because we're here in Bonoboville. That's right, brothers and sisters. We practice the Bonobo way of peace through pleasure. It's not all about just doing whatever you want. It's
yeah,
about ethical hedonism.
And if they have a lot of money, they should donate to Rumbaugh's.
Oh, yeah, she's got
place
problems.
Up there. They got
yeah.
a problem. They're going to close in 30 days.
Yes, donate
30
to
days.
Sue Savage Rumbaugh's Bonobo Research Center in Iowa, and they need your money, you know. So even if you don't have a lot of money, give like a few bucks. You know, everything helps.
Yeah.
But you can also just learn about bonobos. I mean, also meaning you should give the money, but learn about the bonobos. They are the make love, not war chimpanzee, and they are genetically as close to us as common chimps. So, you know, we don't want to be common chimps rioting or inciting other people to riot. You know, we want to be civilized, considerate, tolerant, ladies and gentlemen. And the bonobos can show us the way. And sex is part of that. Sex is part of learning how to behave. Sex is part of learning how to share and learning how to give others pleasure so that they don't riot and so that they don't, you know, get so frustrated that they want to attack and destroy people and things that aren't even bothering them. So that's why we're all about sex education. That's why we're about the bonobo way of peace through pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you, and I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Hold it.
I love you, but not Eduardo.
From Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house.
Okay.
You have been listening to Evolution and Revolution. And the technology is so powerful, it's bigger than any of us. And we thank you for having us in your lovely homes. And we'll see you again next week. We love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.